This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Chhath festival begins today. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal presented pledges to entrust province and local levels with all rights ensured by constitution. Two rhinos found killed in Chitwan National Park. And military strike kills 11 people in Myanmar Chin State. Now the news in detail. The Chhath festival has begun today. Devotees observe the festival from today onward with Naikai ritual, particularly in the Tarai Madhes areas. Recently, the festival is also being celebrated in the hilly areas, including the Kathmandu Valley. Today, devotees take their holy dip and only eat pure foods with a resolution for rigorous fasting. With the arrival of the Chhath, the Mithila waste ponds and rivers premises having religious significance have been decorated. Though there is a traditional belief that devotees, irrespective of gender, can observe fasting in the Chhath, mostly women are seen taking fast and worshipping the sun god. The Chhath festival is being observed as a common cultural symbol of Tarai Madhes. The festival is dedicated to the sun god with offerings made to the rising and setting sun. It is observed for 4 days. The sun, considered as the god of energy and of the life force, is worshipped during the Chhath festival to promote well-being, prosperity and progress. This year, the Chhath festival will conclude on coming Monday with the rising sun. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to entrust the province and local levels with all rights envisioned by the constitution. Inaugurating the Abu Kirini hospital constructed at the Tanahau today, Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that the constitution was being institutionalized and a progress to implement constitution was underway. The Prime Minister added that he was actively involving to strengthen federalism. Prime Minister Dahal further stated that the province governments would be strengthened after implementing significant acts, including the Police Adjustment Act, Civil Service Act and Education Act. He also claimed that Police Adjustment Act would be introduced within few days. Meanwhile, in a separate program, Prime Minister Dahal called for unity among all political parties against attempts to undermine the constitution. Interacting with the party cadres at Abu Kirini Rural Municipality in Tanahu, the Prime Minister said the government was firm in protecting the changes and national security concerns. 10 writ petitions have been filed in the Supreme Court against the government's decision to ban TikTok in Nepal. According to Deputy Spokesperson at the Supreme Court, Govinda Ghimare, the petitioners in their writ have demanded the government withdraw the decision to ban TikTok. He shared that the hearing on the writ petitions had been slated on the 21st of November. The Council of Ministers meeting on the 13th of November decided to ban the video sharing platform in Nepal, citing disruption to social harmony. Two rhinos have been killed by forces in the Chitwan National Park. The National Park Information Officer Ganesh Tiwari said two female rhinos were found dead with their horns removed in the southeast of Chopper Chuli Post under the east sector of the national park. He added that the rhinos were killed by trapping them into ditches. He also shared that investigation had been launched after taking details of the incident. Of the killed rhinos, one was 6 years old and another was 18 years old. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Shakti Bahadur Basnet, has directed officials at the ministry and subordinate bodies to speed up performance. In his address to a meeting of senior officials of the ministry and subordinate bodies today, Minister Basnet directed them to provide an overview of the progress achieved in the first 4 months of the current fiscal year. He sought results and assured support in resolving any issues that may arise during the execution. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The National Tax Day is being celebrated for a week beginning today. The Inland Revenue Department said that various programs related to taxpayer education would be organized at the department and offices under it for a week. It added that the outstanding taxpayers would be awarded on the 23rd of November. According to the department, number of taxpayers acquiring business and personal PAN is 5.5 million until last fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. 11 people, including 8 children, have been killed in Myanmar's Jin state after a military jet bombed a school. The BBC quoted locals as saying, "The strike on the remote village of Wulu in the mountainous region happened on Wednesday." They said military aircraft dropped at least 2 bombs on the village. The children killed were aged between 7 and 11 years old. The bombs also damaged several other houses and the village's 2 churches. Jin State is a stronghold of resistance against the junta. Myanmar is currently in the grip of a civil war with numerous armed groups fighting the military junta, which deposed an elected government in 2021. The military government had suffered a series of defeats in attacks by opposition forces across the country over the past weeks and is relying heavily on air power to strike back. Humanitarian agencies have warned that Gaza is facing the threat of starvation and disease after aid deliveries were halted by a lack of fuel and a communications blackout. The United Nations World Food Programme said on Friday that civilians face the immediate possibility of starvation. The World Health Organization has also warned that disease is spreading rapidly. Palestinian telecommunications companies Jowl and Paltel said on Thursday that their networks went out of service after they ran out of fuel. Meanwhile, according to the Reuters news agency and local media, that Israel is going to allow 2 fuel tanks a day to enter Gaza for the UN's aid work. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also possibility of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chhath festival begins today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to entrust province and local levels with all rights ensured by constitution. 2 rhinos found killed in Chitwan National Park and military strike kills 11 people in Myanmar's Jin state. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.